a secret quiet stealth mission. I'm your host, Fresh Big Medicine, along with Dr. Tasty.
Hello.
El Cocho. Commodore Bob.
Hi.
Dr. Kirsch.
Hey, guys.
And over the walkie-talkie, providing us a distraction, is Southside Santa.
Fuck your mother, you sack of dog turd! No!
Turd?
I got a package! It's right here! This bitch weighed my legs! Oh!
Can you turn that down?
Yeah, how's it going?
Turn the walkie-talkie down. Hi, Santa. Hi.
Santa, over!
Over this. So, it's very, very important that we keep our voices down, you guys. I don't know how many times we went over the details of this mission, but fucking it up. It's very important to me.
Yeah, guys, we could do this if we just stick to the plan.
We have to crawl to the ducts, open the door, and then find the package.
Once we've secured the items, then we'll be able to make our exit through a completely different labyrinthian, overly complicated route. El Cocho, you are taking lead because of your skills of a ninja.
Shut up. This way.
This is pretty good stealth moves, by the way.
Thanks. I'll practice it. Oh. I think my fat suit is stuck.
Why did you wear a fat suit?
Shut up.
Here, I brought some goose grease.
Shut up.
Goose grease doesn't
use
work.
Use the action button to apply the goose grease.
Shut up.
That's a nice shutting up there, Kirsch. Shut up. Don't tell me how to use a fucking grease goose grease or...
Continue sneaking and shutting up.
Shut up!
Alright. Well, let's check in with Santa because he's out there fighting the hordes. Santa, do you copy?
Snake, report. Snake? Snake? Snake!
Shut up!
I can totally hear you guys. Stop being dicks. I'm just in the middle of something. Jesus Christ. No! Fuck you!
Snake!
Fuck you!
Enemy doesn't see you. Stay out of their cone of vision.
Wait, why are you telling him we're the ones that are on the snake mission?
I thought we were on a snake mansion.
We're stealthy. Why would you tell him that he has to stay out of the enemy's cone of vision? That's us.
Hey, are you calling me snake?
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing it. Yeah.
The commander.
What? Why are you doing that?
I
mean, maybe if we're going with, like, code names, can I just be Hector? Can I be code name Hector?
Which one are you?
I'm in the middle of doing this thing. Bye.
Can I be Secret Squirrel?
No, because Secret Squirrel's on another job. I got my foot caught in this air vent. Guys, wait up.
It's dusty in here. These stupid ducts. Ducts.
Ducts.
Wait, are you saying ducks?
Yeah, isn't that what they are?
They're ducts. Duct.
Duct.
Like duct tape.
What's a duct?
Like duct tape. It's the tape that you use on ducts.
No, the duct tape.
Duct tape.
Okay, let me try it. Duct.
Major Kirsch.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any tape on any of these ducts, have you?
I don't recall.
Have you ever seen duct tape on a duct ever in your life?
I can't say that I have.
Tape. Why don't they use it on ducts? Ducts.
They don't use duct tape on ducts. Or wait, no, duct tape on ducts.
Ducts. Duct. Ducts.
Duct tape.
Hey, you guys, I heard Central Services' new duct designs are available in hundreds of different colors and suit your individual needs. But that's just what I heard. Wait up!
Man, slowing us down.
Fuck you!
Inconveniencing me, and this is very important to you guys.
Shh! You see that? There's the food court, right there. They even have one of those pretzel stands. Now, if we get down there, we're going to be about 50 meters from our objective. So we just got a little bit.
But there's no one there to serve the pretzels.
Or Orange Julius.
Shh. Focus. We are here. Our objective is right over there. Now, do a ninja fall like this.
Dr. Tasty's fall down.
Come on, Bob. Seriously?
First. Ninja ever.
Like, there's gonna be a security guard here any minute, and we still have to get past all these stores
hey, here's a bunch of weird scented sacks that you're supposed to put in the freezer.
That was really creepy at night.
Calendars!
Wow, I saw this on TV.
Hey, a sunglass hut.
Look at all these remote control cars.
Shut up! Shut the fuck up, all of you! El Silencio! Let's go do our thing.
That store looks like a giant crater.
Hey, I remember that. Hey, there was a rat creature there, and I had to destroy it with impunity.
Was it a big rat creature?
No, it was like knee high.
Had a balloon.
But it was at the Hot Topic, and there was quote unquote a rat creature, end quote, at the Abercrombie Fitch.
He was wearing a SpongeBob shirt.
He had to die.
Fair enough.
Wow, lots of space in this mall. Hanson Burger, disco dancing, haircuts, baby clothes. New Oldsmobiles are in early this year. Pier 1 imports and exports. This place has got everything.
Oh, shit. Oh, crap. It's the one mall security guard. How did this... I thought we timed this so that he wouldn't see us.
Sinbad's coffee must have kicked in early.
Can't we just kill him?
Let's hide behind Santa's village. Quick. Not our day.
It's a great job. I don't mind.
You know,
doing it.
You know.
I'm still doing what I love to do.
Snake Village.
And one of the best.
Into the gingerbread house.
We have to wait for the loose interest. Is that, no is that how that works?
You can use a cardboard box to hide from
this
enemies.
Is worse than I get.
Shut up!
Shut up! Quiet! 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 Quiet!
No, guys, shut up.
Hey, he's gone.
Let's do this thing.
So wait. Sorry, I was late. Did we already pass by the Orange Julius, or can we go back for that, or
Santa, what are you doing here?
I mean, I sort of got like, yo, what's up? Wait. No, Hector.
You're supposed to be fighting the war on Christmas.
You're supposed to stop.
I mean, I already beat the living shit out of, like, all those guys that were out in the parking lot. So, I mean, I don't know really what else you want me to do. So I just decided to break through some walls.
You are our distraction for this mission.
Right, okay? Yeah.
You in addition to fighting anti-Christmas orcs.
But I'm the distraction, and then I got distracted. So don't blame me.
But you know what? It's fine you're here. You can use your super strength to lift up the security gate. Thank you.
Ah, fuck it. Kringle rape!
Defeats the purpose of a stealth mission, but... Shut up. Doesn't matter now. Well, let's just go in then. I guess the Sinbad hasn't heard us yet. That's fine.
Let's just walk through the big charred hole.
Finally. Finally, you guys were here. We made it to the closed FAO Schwartz, and we have our first pick of all the toys and games. And, Cover Bob, what are you doing? Get off the giant piano. You're just making more noise.
That's the worst version of chopsticks I ever heard.
Finally, I can get my hands on the hot latest item. Everyone's been talking about the Quantum Turbo Phone.
Are you talking about that crappy phone from the television show where Captain Quantum Turbo uses the Captain Quantum Turbo Phone?
Yeah, that's the one. I don't even really watch that show.
It doesn't do anything else other than function as a regular phone.
Well, a quantum phone. But I agree. The show's stupid, but... Everyone's talking about this item and lining up for days and camping outside, and obviously they're orcs, and that's why Santa had to... But I want one. I want one before they get one.
You're not going
to
find one in here. Like,
I don't know.
That thing has been sold out everywhere for like, months.
Look, we are knee-deep in toys, and this is the perfect time.
How about this interdimensional phone from Captain Dimension?
That's dumb. That's like something you'd buy at a dollar store, as long as you signed up for the monthly plan. There's no way that I'm going to buy that. But look, this is the perfect opportunity for us to do our Secret Santa.
$24.99. It's not cheap crap. It's $24.99.
Yeah, but it doesn't have the Quantum Turbo name on it.
Okay, how about Corporal Space Guy?
Really? Corporal Space Guy? They just took the head from an old Stretch Armstrong and put it on a G.I. Joe body that was too small for it. It's like the reject parts of two toys that are both malformed, obviously. And it's not even a phone.
Okay, how about the iPhone 7?
Ugh! Look, this is the perfect opportunity for everybody to do their Secret Santa gift. We're knee-deep in toys. No one else is here to do it. This is the time. We just take whatever you want and give it to the person that you love. Or just standing to your immediate right. So everybody's...
But this was a Secret Santa gift exchange.
That's
so
right.
You guys were just supposed to get a bunch of shit from me, right?
No. Then it wouldn't be secret.
No, Snake. You were supposed to complete your mission.
Yeah, you didn't stop all the Christmas looters. Now we're the ones doing the last-minute holiday looting. And
You've created a time paradox.
Get me my Quantum Turbo phone. That's what I want.
You want me to get your Quantum Turbo phone?
I mean, if I'm the name that you pick, I don't know. Like, I don't know who... No one knows who has anyone else. So everybody get the gifts for the person secretly while we stand here.
All right.
I guess while we do that, I might as well read a news item.
We go into this pile of crap here.
Wow. Commodore Bob has really rediscovered his inner child.
Yeah, we should come to toy stores either a lot more or never again.
It looks like Scrooge McDuck swimming in his vat of gold.
Baseball fight.
Ow! God damn it, I hate it when he does that shit. Alright, baseball fight, guys.
Gotcha.
Right in my knee.
Oh, right freaking eye.
I'm making it a Lego angel.
You're making an angel out of Legos?
No, look.
Oh, he's making angels in the that's
he's making like snow angels.
You can eat them too. Maybe not.
Hey, here's an oven that makes stuff out of this weird clay, and it's delicious.
I think you're just...
creepy crawlers. I haven't seen those in years.
You're taking Play-Doh and putting it in an easy bake oven.
You want some?
No, I don't. I want my Quantum Turbo phone.
Oh, you and your stupid phone.
Well, I thought since we're ripping off, ripping off a toy store, a man in Utah, Salt Lake City, Utah, is accused of threatening his teenage daughter with a rifle during an argument they had over the game Battleship.
Wait, but it was on land, right?
Yeah, it was just they were just sitting somewhere playing a game.
Did you say Salt Lake City
Salt Lake City?
Wait, what happened?
Authorities said the girl tried to leave the trailer while they were playing the game.
There we go. There's the magic word, trailer.
He accused her of cheating. And then he broke the game. He just, I guess he picked it up through. He's so mad. And then he picked up a loaded rifle and pointed it at her head.
What game?
Talk about a sore loser. Jesus.
Battleship.
Did he follow through?
No, she did not die.
Well,
she
that's
escaped.
No big deal. It's just arbitrarily aiming weapons at each other.
Hey, I aim weapons and my lasers at people all the time.
I'm not judging him. I'm just saying the reason that he did it. Over Battleship. It's a pretty petty gesture. I mean, oh, you're cheating. You're cheating, bro. Oh, it's like on Halo. It's like, oh, cheating, cheater, hacking, they're hacking.
That's a big deal. If I was playing a game with someone and they cheated and defeated me with their cheating, then I would take up arms.
But how do you know they were cheating and not just better at the game than you?
Obviously they were cheating. Why would they not be cheating? I'm the best at games.
Dr. Tasty's right. He is a sore loser.
Yeah, you are. That's why we don't give you loaded rifles.
I can load a rifle myself.
Can
you? I know how to use guns.
Can you? Cause
yeah. Yeah.
I've done it faster than you every time we've had our contests.
Yeah, because you cheat. You teleport the rounds into the gun.
It's a legitimate strategy.
No, you're wrong.
Well, I've never cheated at Battleship. The game. Actual Battleships, I've had plenty. But the game Battleship, I've never, ever cheated at. Nor Monopoly.
It's just a game.
It's just a game. There's no reason to kill your daughter over it. Seriously.
Hey, there's people that have killed their daughters over Blast.
I mean, and also, it is a legitimate strategy that clearly, whenever you're the banker in either Life or Monopoly, that everyone's trusting you that you're only going to steal, like, just enough money to win instead of, like, you know, everything in the bank. Otherwise, it's just they can't end up getting the money when they need it.
Well, then, by that logic, it's also a legitimate strategy that if you're losing in the game of Monopoly or Battleship or in Life, that you just go get yourself a rifle, put some rounds in it, and point it at the person who's cheating. Cheating you out of your hard-earned
winning.
Well, I've got a version of Monopoly that accurately reflects the state of affairs in the United States. Here we go. Here's a Monopoly. So, you're all players, and I'll be the banker. So I represent Wall Street and the government. So I get all the money. Okay, oh. You guys get like $100, and then as you go, I have taxes, and you have to store your money in the bank, and then I use that money to gamble on stocks. And other equity.
And stocks and Monopoly now?
Yeah, in this version. The only way for you to get any money is to work part-time at the hotels. Because you can't work full-time. And
well, that's fine. I'll just get enough money to buy the first property. And then as people land on that, I'll buy more until I'm able to get up to Park Place someday.
No, you can't. You don't have enough money.
I will if I work hard at the hotels.
No. No, because you need at least, like, 50K to buy one house.
I want to be a railroad baron.
I want to be the little weird dog. We're the shoe.
I want to be a pine baron.
It's not even in that game.
So the way I win this version is I threaten to kill the banker, and then I take the money.
So you're saying this is really the only legitimate strategy against cheating?
Yeah.
Class warfare.
Yeah, that's the only way.
Except that they weren't playing Monopoly, they were playing Battleship, so it's just warfare.
Warfare on warfare.
Uh-huh. If you're playing Battleship, Stratego, or Risk, and it devolves into armed violence, then it's just a natural extension of that game.
You're doing it better.
I think
the other person.
I think board games cause people to be violent, you guys.
I've seen studies that suggest such things.
We should probably destroy all the board games in this place while we're here.
Either that or write Congress and have them put some kind of scale in order to regulate which board games are or are not violent.
Didn't you just hear what Dr. Tasty said? Congress is in the pocket of big board games.
Fair enough.
That was the message you had, right? That's what I got
out
of that. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Well, while we're picking out our gifts for each other, I think we should destroy any board games we find. Just immediately, just destroy them. So,
Chinese
checkers?
Them.
Hell no.
Fuck that game.
More like, we should have American ones.
Backgammon. Back garbage. You're gone.
Did anybody pick out their Secret Santa gift items to,
I already have mine.
Found mine.
Okay.
I picked out of the stocking, Santa, actually.
Oh, cool.
And I got you this Bath and Body Works gift basket.
Oh. Did you get that earlier while we were sneaking around?
Yeah.
Wow, pretty stealthy. I didn't even see that.
Well,
the black cloaks do it.
Thanks. How much lotion is in here?
Oh, not enough for you, I think.
That's a very thoughtful gift for Santa.
Well, also, he could smell a lot better, like fruits and nuts and spices.
Yeah,
I thought I've sort of created my own musk.
Yeah, musk is accurate, but also I feel inaccurate in that it implies you've cultivated something that is kind of benign that people would just go, oh, okay, yeah, no, this is something else. Something horrific.
Huh. Sorry about that. I didn't realize I was the stinky kid on this bus.
I mean, it's because everybody likes their own brand.
Yeah, I mean, I always thought that it was Dr. Tasty was kind of the stinky one, but it's just because he smells
smell.
Like, dude, you smell like hot wire. Like electrical burning.
It's true, I never thought about it, but it's funny. It's probably the artificial casing you make for yourself to look human that you just are constantly burning through and recreating as an energy being.
Well, it's also the fact that, like, I keep getting random substances thrown on me by certain people, and I have to burn them.
Like wires. We throw wires on you.
But it's really fun to throw shit on him.
Okay. Well, for Dekersh, I got a morning time alchemy set for him that he can use while he goes to sleep.
Whoa! This is so cool. It has everything.
Yep. It even has
a
clock.
Like,
so before he goes to bed, he could easily put all of his arcane concoctions into this device, and then by the time he wakes up in the morning, he'll automatically brew his concoctions.
This is a griddle attached to an alarm clock.
No, it's a morning alchemy kit.
This could have all my preparations ready to go and save me hours of time every morning. Thank you.
Sleep mask included.
Huh. Oh, nice.
Just in case if you might be slightly horrified at the burning of chicken embryos. Those are somebody's babies.
I'm used to that.
Snooze button is also a preheat button. Oh.
Feliz Navidad, amigo. Feliz Navidad.
We got gifts for each other. Yeah. I got you this. It's El Karate Man. Here you go. Yeah, it's he's got cool martial arts moves, and oh, it's got two instruction manuals. One for how to speak Spanish, and then one on martial arts, so you can improve.
But why does it look like Barbie?
Because that he's in great shape.
Oh,
yeah.
It's Christmas.
Nice. You're so accepting of that clearly horrible and poorly thought out gift, El Cocho.
Well, it's the thought that matters.
Put literally no
thought
into it.
Yeah, I thought that you could use some improvement on your fighting skills and your Spanish speaking skills.
So you got him Spanish speaking Barbie?
With the Kung Fu grip.
You know, it's funny that you, that was your gift, El Cocho, Dr. Tasty. So
yeah.
I actually did think out what I was going to get you, and it is this Josefina doll. It is from the American Girl series. Very, very pricey. And she does speak Spanish. She always has a moment to listen, a smile to share, a story. She has a place in her heart for people and animals everywhere on her rancho.
Good.
And
but
it has a story. There's some books about Hey!
Tasties. Jerky needs to be punched in the face of the week.
You know, you can take that thing, and I can't even think of any. I'll think of it right now. Dr. Tasty's Jerky needs to be punched in the face of the week. There are people that give shitty gift.
What?
Like this one. Like you. You, sir, with this awful, awful, awful gift.
You're a dick. You literally gave a worse version and less thought-out version of my gift, El Cocho, 1 minute before I gave you this one.
My gift was relevant.
Well,
your gift was, you're copying me. You copied me.
No, actually, I picked this out before you did. You clearly...
You used your powers to think ahead in the future and see what I got him.
Oh, my thoughtfulness powers? To think about what I thought I wanted to get you? And then find a very nice, pretty present that is actually quite expensive.
You thought, you stole thoughts because you were thoughtless and you stole thoughts from the future in order to fill that empty void in your head.
Hey, now.
That just sucks the life out of everything.
You're ruining Secret Santa. And Secret Santa has never been ruined by anyone ever. It's sacred.
Yeah, right. Well, you're the first to ruin it, you jerk.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? Your punishment as Jerk of the Week is, I'm just, here, take this gift. You'll see a pattern here. They're all shitty.
Thanks yeah, for these you, crappy off-brand
you're, yeah, and you're
going to
take
pistols.
Them home, and you know what? You know what else? You're never going to get that phone that you want.
How could you? How could you? You can't say that.
Yeah,
it's gotta be here, you guys. I don't. This is... I couldn't just give me a kind of.
Brushvik, stop being a little bitch.
Shut up.
Yeah, no, it's fine. You're allowed to be a bitch. Just
shut up. He'll hear us.
You shut up.
Quiet. We're on a sneaking mission.
It's all right. I mean. I got you something. I know it's something that you've been wanting for a while, but you probably haven't gotten. I'll just give it to you. It's a OtterBox vial set. And yeah, it's, you know, the cell phone company that makes cell phone cases and tablet cases? How they're, like, insured to, like, never break open?
Not really, but...
Okay, well... There's this company that makes these, like, cases that are, like, indestructible. I got them to make a vial for chemicals, and this has a living bubonic plague in it. So it's guaranteed to never break open.
Oh.
Which, it's great because you can just take this and beat it on the ground or throw it on shit. It's just never gonna break.
You know what? Thank you, Santa. It's not what I wanted, but you know what? It's a phone case. So when I finally do get my Quantum Turbo phone,
well, it's by a company that makes phone cases.
Yeah.
But this is a phone case vial, so it's just built to the same grade and standards.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna.
And it's guaranteed. So if it breaks,
I'm gonna be grateful for this thoughtful gift, and gracious enough to accept it, and thank you, Santa. That was very nice of you to do, and I am not gonna blow it up, because it's full of bubonic plague, but also because that would be a jerk thing to do.
I see what you're doing here.
Yeah, you understand.
I see
the parallel.
Yeah, you're trying to make Dr. Tasty feel like a dick, because he is.
I don't feel like a dick. I feel righteous, and you're wrong. Obviously,
you're wrong. You're the most.
You know, like every year, someone gets a pretty shitty gift for me, and it's always
obviously
stupid.
You're the more thoughtless person. You just reached over without even looking. That was the first thing that was on the shelf that your hand touched.
You guys are ruining Christmas.
No way! It was completely. I used thought to put
no.
to do that action.
Well, you like, those are like muscle memory, maybe, but that's not really thought. You didn't think about how you know El Cocho.
You don't even use your thoughts.
I thought I could have gotten nothing.
I mean, at least both of you guys just randomly
any
picked
personality
something.
Traits.
Kirsch over here ended up actually getting something to insult
I
ever had.
I don't know.
Hey, guys.
And I was sitting down there and getting lots of
hotels.
Hey, guys.
I mean, I appreciate the
thought. Hey, guys, wait.
You can take
that.
Commodore Bob.
Hey, guys.
And I thought, hey, Commodore.
Hey, buddy.
What did you guys get me?
Well, no, because Dr. Tasty got something for El Cocho. El Cocho got something for Dirk Kirsch. Hold on here. Dirk Kirsch had Santa. Santa had me.
Yeah, I got something for him.
And I had Dr. Tasty, who had El Cocho, who had Dirk Kirsch, who had Santa, who had me,
who had me?
See, it just wouldn't have worked if we ended up throwing another person in there, because then I wouldn't have been able to get anything for Brushvik.
And then I wouldn't have been able to get something for Dr. tasty.
So what this boils down to is nobody got me anything. Right.
You didn't want to do this anyway. You clearly stated that you celebrate some other thing, and this is like, this is beneath you.
Well, first off, I celebrate Karabatsmas, which already happened. It's the selfless thought of giving a gift that really is the point of the secret Santa. Fuck you guys! You know, I found this great case of lawn darts. I mean, who the hell finds lawn darts anymore? You know what? I was gonna give a fuck you. Fuck you, Brush.
Don't be like that.
Don't give me that shit there, Poster.
I was under
nobody got me a fucking gift. So you know what? This case of fucking lawn darts is mine.
But you didn't even put your name in the hat.
I'm sorry, I got a little bit childish and had fun with the toys. But you know what? Just go fuck yourselves.
Oh no! You guys!
It's Sinbad! This is a house right.
He's back! He found us with a giant hole in the wall.
Hey, what you are?
Thanks, Santa.
What do you know?
We were all yelling, so I think that it probably could have also been that.
True.
Yeah, I told you guys to shut up.
But we blow the whole cover.
No, you shut up. Wait. No,
I told you all to shut up.
Wait. Run. That's what we were supposed to do.
If Sinbad's here, then who's guarding the front of the mall from keeping all the orcs from getting in?
Bitch.
Shit.
We should just kill Sinbad. Let me do it.
No.
Dr. Tacy's energy blast.
I'm okay.
Oh my god, why the hell is he trying?
No effect. Sinbad is too powerful to be defeated. He's existed since the Abbasid Caliphate. Sinbad can be neither created nor destroyed.
I love life. Shucks.
Let's run.
Let's get up to the roof, you guys, quick. Jetpacks.
We had jetpacks?
Yeah, jetpacks.
Oh, yeah, we had jetpacks this whole time.
You remember it was strapped to your back?
It's made it especially
hard. How did you miss that?
To get through the ducts.
Dude, it's ducts.
Oh, yeah.
With the T.
Quick, to the roof!
To the roof!
Quick, gotta get our loot onto Santa's sleigh.
Hi-ho!
Holy crap, that is a lot of orcs.
4,000 of them.
Yeah, good, yeah.
Damn it, it's the angry hordes of pro-Christmas forces. They're finally here to win the war on Christmas.
The orcs that were camping out, waiting to be able to get in here for last-minute deals.
Slay the orcs. Destroy the orcs.
They're not so different.
What a crazy world.
Wait, what do you guys mean by looting?
Well, oh shit.
Wait, did you say pro-Christmas orcs? You told me they were anti!
Yeah.
We were supposed to go here, get toys, and give them to some little niños.
Yeah, remember when we said we were gonna save Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were actually stealing Christmas.
Son of a bitch!
We got you, good fucker. Now you're a Grinch!
Yeah, I am!
Sinbad was the good
guy. Whole fucking scenario, especially without the goddamn Dalton pasty. Fucking Christ.
You know what Fox News says that people are waging a war on Christmas?
It's us.
They're talking about the Avengers.
It was us the whole time.
Damn you and damn Fox News.
Snake, you gotta take the package back to our base.
I told you, it's code name Hector. I don't know why. But
no.
You're
code
name.
Salt Snake.
Hey, they're throwing candles at us.
Ah!
No, those are flaming arrows.
Shit!
Where do we go for the jewels? Seriously.
Why do they have that? Did they, like, poo in a bag and then carry it around with them? Or are they actually defecating in their hands like monkeys? I never really got angry with this.
God, quick, get your reindeer over here.
They're elk.
Oh.
I'll get my elf.
It's elf.
Stomach face! Mutton fucker!
Ow! Fuck! Ah! Shit!
Ow!
I trained you to do this!
Why? Why?
Do they at least have their shots?
Alright. I mean, you guys could just use your jetpacks, but...
Ugly one bit off my pinky!
No, but we need to get our gifts onto the sleigh before we use our jetpacks. Get them under control.
They are under control. They're not biting me.
It's Sinbad.
Oh, no. quick. Throw the loot at him.
Or the poo that has already been thrown at us. Why would we?
Sinbad, no. You, like I told Fresh, you're not going to find the Quantum Turbo Phone here either. It's sold out. Damn, he's better at lasers than I am.
His laser blasts are destroying everything we throw at him.
Fine, just everyone, let's get out of here. I'm not going to get my Quantum Turbo Phone, the latest hot item on the market. Not going to. This whole thing was a waste of fucking time. Worst holiday ever.
Total bummer.
All right, fine.
Dr. Tasty.
Wait, you don't have to use it. It's actually an actual, literal package.
Yeah. I mean, I'm also hard, but I've been tucking it to the side.
Huh. It's, yeah,
I give a crap. It's... all that tape and stuff.
It's a quantum turbo.
Yeah. I knew you wanted it.
He touched my darkened Scrooge heart with this gesture of holiday spirit. I don't know what to say. It's what I wanted. But now I just feel bad for all the people that we stole those toys from, and I feel bad for the orcs, and I feel bad for Sinbad. I am so lucky to have allies like you to give me the Quantum Turbo Phone at the last possible second of this mission that seemed failed since we didn't get the Quantum Turbo. You know what? I'm going to give this Quantum Turbo Phone to Sinbad since he clearly wanted it this whole time.
Wait, I thought he was just a guard trying to do his job.
In the spirit of Christmas, I'm going to pay this forward.
It's called re-gifting.
And give this Quantum Turbo Phone to our most enemy.
He's not our worst enemy.
Here you go, Sinbad.
Probably an inopportune time to bother giving that to you instead of just escaping.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? I probably should have just saved that for later.
Let's get out of
here. Yeah.
Hindsight's 20/20.
You know,
Dr. Tasty's jerk who needs to be punched in the face of the holiday season. Gift free givers.
It's like not only did you sin once with giving a shitty, unthoughtful gift, but you also, the thing you wanted most, and you gave it to our most enemy, Sinbad.
I sinned bad.
You sinned bad. And Santa put all that effort into giving you that thing you wouldn't stop complaining about wanting, and then you gave it back to him, this seemingly invincible ex-comedian who works as a mall guard for some reason. You know what he's going to do with that phone? He's probably going to forget about it.
But I thought he wanted it. I thought that's what we were fighting over this whole time.
You know, and if I give you a thoughtful gift and you give it to someone else, that's an insult to me.
I still got my lawn darts.
Let's get the fuck out of here, you guys. Can you get your deer under control?
They're elk, and yes. There you go. They're all right. You can jump on their backs.
All right. Come on, you guys. Let's dash off into the sky.
Stomach face! Mutton fucker! Away!
Well, that's it. What do we always tell them?
Good night to all.
Merry.
All a good night.
Lawn darts for all.
Aw.
If you don't get what you want, you're fucked.
We did save Christmas after all.
And you stole thoughts from the future in order to fill that empty void in your head.